So, peace, that's the Rebbe. Yitzchak, the Rishner. So, before we speak about the, say one Torah, then we'll sing a little more, say one more Torah, and then I'm just going to go to sleep. I don't want to get myself in trouble with you guys, you know? So, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? What are we doing trying to connect ourselves to Tzadikim? Kids from Lawrence, from England, from Teaneck. We're not from Poland, we're not from Germany, we're not from Ukraine. What are we trying to do here? Like, we're kidding ourselves? What's the meaning of a tzaddik in our Avodas Hashem? Most of us, I grew up thinking that, like, the tzaddik of life was like the rabbi of Deng Israel, where I grew up davening, you know? And I thought that it was, like, normal that people, like, you know, could say whatever they want to, like, a rabbi, you know what I mean? Like, it's a foreign concept to us. Like, what's a tzaddik? You know, what does it mean, a godly person? You know, we don't grow up with these type of things. So especially tzaddik who's not in the world anymore. What's the point? What are we doing? It's the meaning of a tzaddik. So, just, a lot of this is based off of what my Rebbe Rubenstein said last year when we had a hilula also like this. And just from Svarim. So, Baruch Hashem, it's supposed to be in Uman for Rosh Hashanah last year and this past year. So, Rav Nassim Maimon pointed out, that's interesting, you know, we say in Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, we have Zichronos, Shofros, and Malchios. Malchios, Zichronos, whatever the order is. Yeah? So if you look at the first thing, the first Zikaron we say, is V'yizkor Elokim as Noach. That's called Ashela. Yeah, the last thing is Parsha. First, this is Zichir we have. So what's the Shaychas that we start Rosh Hashanah davening? Where does Noach end up there? So we know that the Inyan of Noach is that Noach is a tzaddik. It's the first time we see tzaddik in the Torah. So what's the Inyan? So why do we say that in Rosh Hashanah? Because Maimon said, because the Inyan is, he was building it also the Inyan, why he didn't travel to Uman Rosh Hashanah, right? It's a big Inyan to be by a tzaddik Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why do we mention Noach? As you look, what happened to the whole world? This past Parsha, everyone was killed. Except for who? Except for who surrounded themselves around Noach. Why? Because when you surround yourself with a tzaddik, that's how you get saved from the mabul. It's not just talking about the mabul that was then, right? If you look every Shabbos, how do we enter the Shabbos? We say Hashem le mabul yashav. The Rebbe said last year, the week is mamash le mabul. Every Shabbos fixes that. We go into Noach's teva every Shabbos. So the kud is that so why do we say that in Rosh Hashanah? Because when a person is davening themselves to a tzaddik, that's how you get saved from the mabul of this world. Shtufei zima of this world. Right, we know the Gras says. The Gras says, or Chaim Vital says it, that what does Mayim represent? Mayim represents Taivas. Which this world, we just had a whole Chabura next door, I think, right? Chaver just had that on Taivas. It is that to be saved from Taivas in this world, it's only Bekoach being Kush yourself to the Tzaddik. Anyone who's Shach to Tzaddik gets saved from Mabu. So, Mary pointed out something mamish awesome last year. That was the famous Rashi at the beginning of Noach. It says that Noach, some say he's l'shevach, some say l'gnai. Yeah, everyone knows that, right? So, he's pointed out an awesome diuk, which is, it's very geschmack when you see this. So, he says like this. Where is it? Noach is tzaddik. Here. Yeah, so it's like this. Rashi says, Eila told us Noach, Noach Tzadik, Tama Hayab Dorosav. So Rashi says Bdorosav, Yesh Mirabo Seinu Dorshamosol Shevach. Right? The kosher can, okay? And then what's the next way? The Yesh Dorshamosol Gnai. Okay? Sounds similar, no? Points to something else. Listen to what it says. Yesh Mirabo Seinu Dorshamosol Shevach. It says the Rebbeim, right? They Dorshamosol Shevach. What does it say the next part? The Yesh. Shadorsh Masalagnai. What's the difference? It's not Oh! It's the Yesh. Means that what? That's the Hamon Am. It's the not such chashav people. What do they do? They see, oh, what's the tzaddik? But Rabbi Seinu, the people who know something in this world, they see what? Leshevach. Because they see what a tzaddik means. The Yesh, Yesh represents also, there's always Yesh and Ayin. Right? Yesh Hashem Birkibenu Im Ayin. Right? Hanachash Hishiani. It's a big concept. It's not for now, but rule number one. Chassidus 101. Concept of Yesh, concept of Ayin. We'll speak about it soon. But Yesh represents that I'm something. Ayin represents that I'm a Vata. I'm Anava. It's Anava versus Gaiva. But you see, what do we see? Rabu Seinu, Shevach, Yesh, the Gnai. Which means that what? We see that when we think that we know what a Tzaddik is, we could say whatever we want about a Tzaddik, That's the yesh, the gnai. The people who know, they see that what? People who know emes in this world, see that tzaddik's a big in. That tzaddik's not just a stam thing in this world. So, goes like this. That there's a later Rashi also, that we say when Noach was going into the Teva. Yeah, so does Rashi famously say, when Noach goes into the Teva, Noach, mekatnei emana haya. That he had a lack of emuna. Hey, Pasha Pshat, what? He didn't have emuna. He didn't have emuna that Hashem was going to destroy the world. So the Oli Yisrael, Schus HaGen Leinu, it's Abderav, so something mamish, unbelievable. When you learn this, you see that there's much higher type of thing that it just expands your seichel. He says, what does it mean that Noach was mekatnei emana? First of all, how could you say that about Noach is a tzaddik? How could you say about a tzaddik that he doesn't have a moon? Or that he's lacking in the moon? It's a pella, no? We take it so easily that, of course, Noach, we can say whatever we want about Noach. But how could you say that about a tzaddik that he can't name one? So all of you saw something awesome. So it says that Rashi points out, he had a moon, but he didn't have a moon. So what does it mean? So he points out like this. It says, L'maisa, a tzaddik is mamash the highest point in the whole world, which we'll see from the Talmud of Eliyahu in a second. He says, what does it mean that Noach didn't have a moon? It's not that he didn't have a Munir Hashem. Of course he had a Munir Hashem. It's that Noach knew that if he was Mamin, that the Mabul was going to come just being Mekatzer, right? If Noach knew that if he was Mamin, that the Mabul would come, he knew that, boom, it would be destroyed in a second. It's that Noach chose not to believe in it. Why? Because when the Tzaddik believes in something, when the Tzaddik says, this is what it's going to be, boom, then that's what it's going to be. So when it says that Noach was Mekatne Emana, doesn't mean he didn't have Munir Hashem. It's that he chose that, what? I don't want to believe in this right now because then it's going to destroy the whole world. I don't want this world to be destroyed. Until what? Hashem forced him into the table by putting it up to his neck. But what does the Ohi Yisrael say? It says, when you look at a tzaddik with his emun is pole everything in the world. That's what we say in Tehillim, Rav Rubenstein points us out, is that in Peiches, the Pasuk says, and that Tehillim itself says the word emunah 8 times in there. Right? So the Pasuk says, v'emunascha svivo secha. So what does that mean? V'emunascha svivo secha. So what does sviva mean? Every this part, like what's your sviva? It means what's your surroundings. Right? So Rumsin likes to say that v'emunascha sviva secha, which means that with my emuna, sviva secha, that's what my sviva is. That according to where my emuna is, that's who I'm surrounded by. I control my surroundings, what? I make it happen, what? Through my emuna. And that's by what a tzaddik does. Every little move the tzaddik makes is connecting shemayim and arts. Now there's a maisa, they say by the square rabbi, Rumsin told me last year. So one time he was sitting at a tish, yeah? And let's say his bottle was over here. So it was like kind of in the way of like everything he was doing. So his shamish came and he moved his bottle. And a second later, square up, he just pulled it back. Okay? So, you know, so again, it was in his way when he was talking. He kept being into it. So the shamish moved it. And again, he pulled it back right away. Okay, it happened twice. So shamish kept getting his way. So he moved it. What happened? Square B said it. And he moved it there. Shamish grabbed it. He grabbed it and he said, this is here for a reason. Don't mess with what I'm doing here. Means that what? We think that like, oh, when a tzaddik has like a cup of water, it means nothing. Something like, this isn't just stam a cup of water. For us, it's like, what does that mean? But by tzaddikim, they're like here, but they're not here. There's like a real thing that a tzaddik is straight connected to Shemayim. That every little thing they do has connections above. That we don't understand it because we're not holding by that. But our job in this world is to have a moon in the tzaddikim. Right? What does it say? What does Gemara say? In Kiddushin or Sota, one of those, it also says it's a Rashi Dvarim. It says Hashem is called an Esh Ochla, which means a what? He's a consuming fire. So what's the issue with that? We say, V'atem revekim b'Hashem v'chem chayim kocham yom. But what's the tachas of Avodah? To be davuk to Hashem. So the Gemara asks, hold on a second, if Hashem's an Esh Ochla, how am I supposed to be connected to Hashem? It's impossible. So what does the Gemara say? Does Rashi point out? It says, no. When you're davuk to Tamir HaChacham and Tzadikim, that's how you get davuk to Hashem. Why? Because the tzaddikim know how to get past that Eish Ochla. They're one with Hashem. So what does that mean? What does it mean they're one with Hashem? So if anyone learns Kedushas Levi, this is Yisod should be Yisodus of almost every piece of literature speaks about this Nakuda. But it's brought up very nicely by Eliyahu Navi in Talmud Eliyahu. So speaking about the Indian of being mechazik in just to quote the beginning of you, Ashrei Adam Hasam Atzmo Keshor Laol Lechamer Lamasa. So he's a praiseworthy person who makes himself like an ox and like a donkey. He speaks about what? So not to go into now, but he says, what does it mean, like an ox and a donkey? That just as an ox does its avodah, it chews up and it breaks up every little thing. So too, that's what we have to do. When we come to Torah, who come to Avodas Hashem, don't take little things lightly. Every little thing, you have to chop it up. Just as when a short does Avoda, that's exactly what you have to do in Limud HaTorah. Ashi Adam Shemesachik Atzmo B'divrei Torah V'yoshe V'chorish Bahem. That you plow like an animal. Right? Mean that don't think that it's a weird thing when you hear someone in the base measure start screaming, when like he's screaming in his chavrusa. You know, so listen, hopefully the guy's doing the Shema. But most of the time, if you see a person who's mamish plowing in his Lord Hashem, that's what we're supposed to do. So this is what he says here. So he quotes a passage in Shmuel. It says, Amar Elokei Yisrael, Lidi Ber Tzur Yisrael, Moshe Ba'adam, Tzadik Moshe B'Yiras Elokim. So David Melech says in this, Amar David, Elokei Yisrael Li, Di Ber Tzur Yisrael. He says, the God of Klal Yisrael spoke to me, Ani Moshe Ba'adam. And he said that, Hashem said to David Melech, I control a person. Me Moshe B, who controls me? Again, this is Eliyahu Navi saying this. If I said this, you guys would throw me in the garbage. You know what I mean? This is Eliyahu Navi. Hashem said to David Melech, me Moshe B, who rules over me? Tzadik. Tzadik rules over me. Shani gozer gzera, who mevatla. Right? He says, because I make a gzera, what happens? The tzadik comes, and he's mevatla gzera. Hevi omer, tzadik Moshe B, yiras elokim. That a tzadik is Moshe Hashem with his yiras elokim. You want to know where this is from? It's found in Gemara. Gemara says, I think it's in Gemara in Chulin. Ve'ezet tzadik Moshe B'yir Salakim, zek kovish yisi yitzarhara. The tzadik who's kovish yisi yitzarhara, he rules over Hashem. Is that a wild thing to think about that for a second? Just step back for a second. That tzadik rules over Hashem? Kfira almost, no? That's a Gemara. It's Eliyahu Navi also. It's a wild thing. To realize that, what does it mean to me to kash yourself to that tzadik? It's like a real thing. Especially at Tzadik, because in Shemayim now, where they're pulled even stronger. And well, when we mekash ourselves, we come together to sit together to mechazik each other for the Piyazethner, for the Rishner. It's a big thing. It's a huge, huge inyan. So Rubenstein said last year. So we know the famous, everyone says, so Tishrei, we have everything in Tishrei. Yeah, let's skip the Chashem Zayin. Kislev, Chanukah, Teves, Chanukah's the beginning. Right, Shvat, Tu B'Shvat. Shvat's already bottled. Once you get past Hanukkah, it's already Purim time. You know, Adar, you have Purim. Maisa Nisan, even you have Pesach, it's still Purim. You know what I mean? So Nisan, you have Pesach. Yeah, Iyar, you have Pesach Sheni. Yeah? What's that? Sivan, you have Matan Torah. Lag Bomer. Ah, you're right. Mom, she's right. Zemes, right? You're right. Iyar is Lag Bomer. You know? Emes. Iyar is Lag Bomer. Tshuva. Mom, she's dead. I'm going to mikvah tomorrow. Right. So Yer's Lag Omer. Wow. I should go to Rav Shimon tomorrow and say the same. Sorry. Ay, ay. Fantastic. So Yer's Lag Omer again, just to make sure I have that down. So Yer's Lag Omer. Yeah. So Sivan is Matan Torah. But even Tammuz. But we still have a day in Tammuz that's something happening. Shavuot over Tammuz. Right. Av. We have Tu B'Av. El. The whole month El is Eis Ratzon. So what's the only month that doesn't have anything in it? Cheshvan. Blank month, no? It's a month now. You're Tishrei, okay, go to sleep for a month. Hopefully Kislev, you'll wake up at the end of the month if you're not dead already. Right? So what's Cheshvan about? So Rimsi said last year, he said, you know what Cheshvan's about? Cheshvan's about Hilulas of Tzadikim. It's about being Mekash yourself to Tzadikim. To realize that when you don't have any other Moadim going on, what do you have? You always have Tzadikim. That's why right away we have Mamash Giants. Right away, off the bat. Right after Sukkot ends, the Berdichever, the Chasim Sofer. And now when you come in, you have Rishner, right? You have Pia Zetzner, you have Rachel Yemenis next week, Mori Naim, all these tzaddikim pounce on us. What does it teach us, though? The thing is that it's called a Hilula. What does a Hilula mean? Hilula means it's a wedding. It's a celebration. It's a Yom Tov. And that's what it is. When you celebrate your of a tzaddik, right? By a lot of Hasidim, they don't say Tachan. On some Hasidim, you know, they'll find, oh, it's a Yertzayt of this guy's dog today, no Tachan, you know? But Be'emes, you know, Be'emes, if you a real Chassid, they're for their Rebbe. Don't say Tachan. On the Rebbe's Yertzayt. Why? Because it's a Hilula, it's a Yantik. But it's a Sod. It's not everyone's holding by that. You know, and people can go around. What does it mean you have a Hilula for what? For what? What are you doing this for? Because we believe in this, because the Gemara says it, straight out. That tzaddikim are even stronger after they die. And so we don't realize the schus that we have here. To be sitting together now. How many people are we? Almost 20 people. You think it's just a small thing. We're now being mekash the Eish Kodesh when he's having Aliyah and Shemayim. To not take this as lightly. To know, find out when Yertzayts are. I know my wife and I, we have candles. We find the Yertzayt, light two candles. That's all we do. And say a parakat Tehillim. But you make his kashrus to the tzaddik. You could have a random Tuesday in the middle of Cheshvan, and you could have a guy who's like, oh, man. man, Mish Tishrei, it's so far from Hanukkah. Even like I was singing Ashrei, Ashrei Ham Shekachala, and jumping and dancing on a random Mani Nei Cheshvan. Why? Because look at this from Akashat Tzadikim. That's why, what do we say every Lel Shabbos? We say like this, Ove Hashem Sinura, or Zerot Tzadik, Ulyush Yisimcha, Simchu, Tzadikim Hashem, Ulyush, what's the word? What do you see as associated with the Tzadik? Keep saying. Ove Hashem Simcha, Simchu, Tzadikim Hashem. That the Tzadikim have in Yom Simcha. Uvechein Tzadikim, Yiruv Yismachu. Everything about Tzadik is Simcha. When you push yourself to Tzadikim, Allah Tzadikim and all Tzadikim who are in the world right now. It's Mamshah Simcha, honey. It's a real thing to know what that means, to be Kasha yourself to that Tzadik. So I am Breslov, not just Breslov, everything. Breslov, part of the Seder Hayom Breslov is that the first thing you do before you daven Marv, you Mekash yourself to Tzadikim. Alright, say about the Razvadavar Rebbe, the Moshe Razvadavar. If anyone remembers Rav Matal Zilber, he's the father of the Alter Sitchin Rebbe. It says before every davening, he would before he'd say one word tefillah, he'd mekash himself to tzaddik yador. There's Rav Yecheskel of Shinever, and I'm blanking out the other one. There's Rav Chaim of Sanz, I don't forget. Shalom Belzer, one of them. But every day. Why? Because it's a real thing. Tzaddikim take our tefillahs. Tzaddikim know how to daven. Rav Nachman is Torah in the Kudimaran, how our tefillahs are mimbalal with tzaddikim amish. If it was up to tzaddikim, they tell us, don't daven at all. It's good we have to daven. We should daven. But no, tzaddikim, all our tefillos, they're malavim. Why do people go, so many people go to tzaddikim for brachos? A lot of people do it because they don't want to do anything else. You know, a lot of people look for the segulas, like, okay, I'll go to the tzaddik, and boom, I won't learn anything, I'll give me a bracha. That's not what we're here for. But people go to tzaddikim because be'emes, there's something real there. Right? Even just by seeing Rav Chaim, you ever go to Rav Chaim Kanevsky? So yeah. So most people get bothered when they go. Why? Because you travel to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, you wake up Nate, what do you get from him? Bua, right? Bua. So Lamaisa, I remember my first time going, he was still saying Bracha Vatzlacha. I was like, what is that? You know what I mean? I just came from 5 pounds. Like, I need something juicy. You know what I mean? I was so like bothered by it. But then, like, as I got a little more mature, I realized, like, just to see the face of a tzaddik, givadik. So we're coming up to Hanukkah already. Almost the oros of Hanukkah already. You can taste them a little bit. So it says by Hanukkah candles, what it say? Haneros halos kodeshim. The inlan rishus, there's tashvim ella, they're osam bilvad. Just to look at the candles. Right, that's it. We're not allowed to bend it. We're not allowed to do anything with them, just to look at them. Yeah? So how many candles do we light on Hanukkah? Overall? Right, 36. 36 candles. Right, the number 36 ring a bell at all? Oh. So 36, first of all, is the amount of mesechtas in Shas. 36 mesechtas in Shas. Like you said also, it's a concept we've heard before of lamedvav tzadikim. So the Neiros Chanukah are connected to Lamed Vav Tzadikim. So now when you connect it back, Ve'in lan rishus l'ishtashtem ela, they're osam belvad. We're not here to get things out of a tzaddik, just to see a tzaddik itself. That's enough. That's all we need. It's more so to mekash yourself to a tzaddik, like we're doing Ani Lula of a tzaddik. These are big things that we're doing in Chevra. Let's think to mechazik also. Mechazik yourself. Find out when you're saying tzaddikim are. Light a candle. It says, Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Ner is the neshama. Connect yourself like that. So I'll tell one maysa about. So we started before about sometimes people say gnai. They say things bad about the tzaddik. So everyone here has heard of Rabbi Nachman? Yeah. So everyone here has heard of the Shpula Zayda? So Shpula Zayda was also a big, big, big tzaddik during that time. So it's known that Shpula Zayda had big tainas in Rabbi Nachman. He's very against Rabbi. They used to be very close, and then he had big. He was very against Rabbi Nachman. Okay, so I'll tell you two mice. Well, I'll tell you this one first, and then I'll tell you the other one in a second. So it's like this: Shuv haya maisa shechasidim shotim kishamu misabek lisha mishpola the shpola zeda divrei snagdus al maram brasov. He said bad things about Rabbi Nachman. Ratu pas and saw liz loto poli. I think the hardest thing about tzaddikim is getting down like the cities they live in. You know what I mean? Like, you have Bluzhov, you have... Someone here spell P.S.S. like $1 billion, you know what I mean? No one can spell it, you know? So here, Lizlo Topoli. Muko Mishkinaso Shel Maran. So they were going to go there, and they were going to try to kill Rabbi Nachman, or hurt him. Right? Kishinoda Davar L'Sabak Disha, when the Shpola Zeda heard this, Shalach L'Kro Lahem, Vizhiram B'chol Tokef L'Vayasuch L'Kol Davar L'Rabbi Nachman. So don't do anything bad to Rabbi Nachman. V'amar Lahem, She'ela darshu, she darshu as noach l'genai, also b'zat tov gadol Yisrael. Says those people who say genai on noach, they did a big tova to Klal Yisrael. Ki ro b'ruach ha-kodesh, she'kimat kol tzadikim asher yamdu l'Yisrael at b'yas ha-gol, t'yaleim esnagdus. They saw that all tzadikim that would come for the rest of the Doros would have people against them. Umi lanu gadol Moshe Rabbeinu la v'sham. Who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Vador shelo haya dor dea. It's the greatest door. It's called the dor dea. B'chol zost imtzu gam ba'usar dor nashim shekinu bo lechashadu. Everything that crazy is like people at tainas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person of all time. V'inei atzadik harishon shenuzgar b'torah hu Noach. The first tzadik we see is Noach. Vilu hayu kulam dorshim osol shevach. If everyone just said that Noach was a tzaddik, hayinu choshvim al kol tzaddik sheyamod achrikein shim kulam dorshim osol shevach hariz a tzaddik. Then what would we think? We think that only if everyone dorshin zmat learns out the tzaddik for shevach, then he's a tzaddik like Noach. V'im yesh alav hisnagdus, if people are against him, simin sheino tzaddik. V'yachasrom rama od lolam. Right? He's not a tzaddik at all. V'lachein yesh merabosenu shebuchuvan darshim tzaddik harishon l'gnai. It's a little bit different when we said it doesn't say Rabbi Sainu there, but it's Arachian, right? So that's why it says people learned in Leganai. Lamdecha al kol tzadikim asidim she'en lashgiach v'snagdus shteilem, that don't get caught up in the snagdus that's against that's verse of tzadik. Vim yesh al kopanim mechze al mechze l'shevach l'gnai k'mo benoach she'mechze darshu shevach mechze l'gnai harezet tzadik. What does it mean? He's telling you that what? That because there's people against the tzadik, that enables the tzadik to be a tzadik. Why? Because if for example, like this, I give an example. Yeah, imagine you're playing football, yeah, and there's no offensive line, there's no defensive team against you. Does the running back would just get a touchdown easily, right? And he's not going to be such a great player, yeah. No one will give him any credit. But when he goes, what's it called again? What do you say it's called? When he goes beast mode, right? And he beats down all those other people trying to tackle him, then boom, becomes a big star. Right, so Elif Alf Evdolos, but by the tzaddik also. When the tzaddik dafka has a snagdus, it's called a bow and arrow. The further you pull it back, right, the further it can fly. So to by a tzaddik, when there's a snagdus against the tzaddik, normally that just enables the tzaddik to be a bigger tzaddik. But our inyan is to not get involved in machlokas tzaddikim. Our inyan is to have a moon in all the tzaddikim. Menachem says that be mom in all the tzaddikim. They don't have to be your rebbe, but daven that they're a real tzaddikim, that they should be melamed tzchus on all Klal Yisrael. Have a moon in tzaddikim. Alright, Rav Aaron Kalinder says by Lag BaOmer. He says something very crazy, but by Lag BaOmer we'll speak out more. He says kishem, just as you have to have a moon in Hashem Yisbarach, kach you have to have a moon in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What? No. What's he saying there? I don't realize what a moon in tzaddikim is a really big thing. It's not kafira. It's a gemara. It's a Rashi. Well, we have to be Mekash and Tzadikim. We need that. And just to finish the other Maisa with Shpul Azeda, yeah? So again, he was the main Misnaget versus Rabbi Nachman. So you know, there's a Maisa one time that Rabbi Nachman and the Shpul Azeda, they met up with each other. And Rabbi Nachman saw him, and he didn't know what's the pshat. Like, why are you so against him? Yeah? So Shpul Azeda looks at him, oh, Nachman, I mamish love you so much. And I have such care for you. It's just that you came 200 years too early to the world. So I therefore have to be against you. So Rav Nachman looked at him, he's like, and there's a reason why they call you the Shpul Zayda, because you came 200 years late to the world. But even with that Maisa, what was the tain of the Shpul Zayda? Is that what? That Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman, came what? Came 200 years too early. How many years is it since Rav Nachman passed away? 207 years. So even Alpi, his Isnagdus, Rav Nachman, he'd be more than now. Now's the generation that people need to be mechazik, the Rabbi Nachman's Torah. Doesn't mean you have to be a breastlover, but chalal not. My Rebbe told me that. He's like people sometimes get like obsessed. I have to be a breastlover. That's not what it is at all. Just that Rabbi Nachman speaks to us. He speaks about the Indian of Shmiras Abris. Speaks about the Indian of Shmiras HaMachshava. Speaks about the Indian of Simcha, of Kedusha, of Torah and Tefillah. It's stuff that's shaykh to us. Something to realize, to not be afraid of. Not be afraid that, oh, if I touch this, it's like, you know, it's that secret potions, the Kool-Aid, you know? It's that we have to find tzaddikim. And but Svarim say that the Derech now, find tzaddikim and speak to us. And one of the big ones today is the Eish Kodesh. The Piyazetz and Rebbe, what he puts into his Svarim, that speak mamash to us. I know, for me, one of the Svarim I learned when I was Shana Bet, the Chovas HaTamidim was mamash a game changer in my life. And the first thing he says in Chovas HaTamidim, he says, when you make a Mesiras Nefesh to call out to Hashem, So Hashem puts aside the whole rest of the world and focuses His full attention on you. When you make one little Mesiras Nefesh, just you call out Hashem, Hashem, help me. Help me find you. Borion puts everything aside and focuses on you. And now that all of us are doing that now, Hashem's unlimited. There's nothing that limits Hashem. Each one of us make one little Mesiras Nefesh in Tefillah and Torah and Avodah. So that one little Mesiras Nefesh, especially be Mekash the Tzaddik, it's bigger than everything else. Like we saw from Tanakh Eliyahu. What do we say? Tzaddik Moshe be Yerushalkim. Me Moshe be Tzaddik. So the Nakuda is that I'm in the same boat as you. I don't know why, but I have a Munin. And I know for me, it gives me a lot of chiyas, a lot of chizuk. To mikash the tzaddikim like this. Kud is to daven to find the tzaddik, a living tzaddik, but also daven to mikash yourself to real tzaddikim. Tzaddikim amitim. Kud is to keep growing with each other, keep living. Zoch that aura of Hanukkah, the aura of Lamed of tzaddikim, which is also hidden in the aura of Lamed of Nesechtas of Shas. Chazik yourself in Torah and Tefillah. Siyat HaShemayah, bizoch that day, v'yom shkol Shabbos, to dance with all tzaddikim. Hear Aminu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sing one more niggin. Sing one more short Torah. Dance a little bit. Yeah, is it okay with everyone? Na 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 na.
Yeah.